for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition. So glad you joined us today. Have you ever had digestive issues?
I have.
I know.
Before I discovered what we're going to be talking about today.
Yes, a lot of people have digestive issues. It's one of the biggest things or the most common reason that people come into the store. So it could be things like gas and bloating or heartburn, GERD, which, you know, is more constant type of heartburn. Also, other things like we have people come in that have Crohn's and colitis and more serious type of digestive
diverticulitis.
Issues. Diverticulitis, yes. Things like that. So we're going to be talking a bit about that today and what you really need to keep your digestive system healthy and why that's so important.
And this one particular thing we're going to be talking about has really transformed my life as far as digestive issues are concerned, and that is the HOPE formula. Brenda, tell us a little bit about what that means,
please. The HOPE formula. It gives you hope.
Not
hope
just
for
that.
For better digestion.
But
I know.
No. What else does it mean, though?
HOPE,
what does it stand for?
HOPE stands for high fiber, omega oils, probiotics, and enzymes. And you've probably heard that term before. If you've listened to health shows, I'm sure you've heard that term because Brenda Watson coined that.
Yes, she did.
HOPE. High fiber, omega oils, probiotics, and enzymes.
And she also has a book of the same name, The HOPE Formula, and what she considers her HOPE products, which consists of a fiber product, an omega oil, a probiotic, and an enzyme. And we're actually going to be giving away a HOPE package today, which is over $100 value to one of our first callers that will call in, and we'll be giving out that number shortly.
Yep. So listen for that number. That's a great system. I mean, you're talking over $100 worth of product, like you said, in the HOPE kit, high fiber, omega oil, probiotic, enzymes in the kit. So it's a great product. Now, let's talk a little bit about the first part of that HOPE formula.
And that is the fiber.
And it's, yeah, high fiber. And a lot of people will know that, you know, they've heard that fiber is really good for them. Okay, a lot of people will get recommended fiber from even their practitioner when they go for high cholesterol. You know why that is because fiber, when you put fiber into the gut, into the digestive system, it actually absorbs the excess cholesterol that the body is trying to get rid of in the bile.
That would be the soluble fiber, though.
Right. So it soaks up the cholesterol. So if you're taking fiber for things like that, like high cholesterol, you want to take one that is really high soluble type of fiber, like the acacia fiber.
Yes.
That type of fiber, which really soaks things up. But there's different types. There's soluble and insoluble. And soluble fiber, if you think of it like the sponge, you know, like the sponge you have at home sitting on your sink.
Where one side is rough and the other side is soft.
Right.
Absorbs.
So one side absorbs and the other side scrubs. And so you've got fiber that will be more absorbable and fiber that works more as roughage.
And so that's why I like, for me personally, the Renew Life Triple Fiber, where they combine an oat, a bran, and an acacia together.
And you get both the soluble and insoluble fiber in that.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you know what else soluble fiber is really good for other than digestive issues? It actually helps absorb calories. So people will use it. Even Dr. Oz talked about it for weight loss. So people will use it for weight loss, especially the acacia fiber. So it helps absorb calories that you're taking in with your food. And it's called the fiber flush effect. You know,
you flush those
calories right out of your body. So that's been promoted a lot. But
and Brenda B., by the way, the Harvard study that had shown that people on the average American diet, you're getting about 15 grams of fiber. And what they recommend is you really want to get up to that over 30, into that 35 grams of fiber per day in order to start losing weight. And that's what Brenda Watson had spoken about, which is their fiber 35 diet. You take in those 35 grams of fiber, and it will help you to lose, what was it, about 26 pounds a year on the average or so, something.
Yeah,
I mean,
you don't keep losing, but...
No, you'd be down to zero
after
a few years, of course.
It's like 245 calories you'll excrete. That's like a half an hour on a treadmill.
Right, just by taking in fiber. And what's great is, this is not like the psyllium fiber from years ago where you used to see you'd put it into a glass and it would turn into the blob. and you try to drink that, and it's not really that pleasant.
Yeah, fiber's not like that anymore.
No. The acacia fiber, you can put it in a glass of water. You won't even see it. That's what's so amazing about it. You can sprinkle it on your food. We have the acacia fiber. It's a sprinkle fiber. Sprinkle it on your food. And, I mean, how much easier can that be? Really.
Yeah,
you don't even know it's there.
You know, there's something about fiber that people think, and they think that fiber is a laxative. And it's not a laxative. I mean, it will help with regularity, whether you have, you know, unfortunately, diarrhea or constipation. You need fiber in your digestive system to help you keep regular, to have proper bowel movements every single day. But it's not a laxative.
And right, and that's a lot of people are afraid to take fiber because of that.
Yeah,
I've had people in the store.
I say, oh, you need fiber. Oh, no, I don't want to do fiber.
Right. No, it doesn't work like that. It's really, really, really good. And Brenda B., the other part of the Hope formula, the O, what does that stand for?
Omega oils, which, of course, is your good essential fatty acids. So there's different types of omega, and we've talked before about the balance between omega-6 and omega-3, and you get too much omega-6 in your diet from a lot of different types of oils that we take in, like vegetable oil and those type of bad oils. And omega-3 are your good oils, and you can get that from fish. You can get them from nuts and seeds and that type of thing. So unfortunately, a lot of people don't have those type of foods in their diet very much, especially not in the standard American diet. So omega oils are very, very helpful for a number of different reasons. I mean, there's like 8,000 studies on omega oils and what they do in the human body from the brain. But, you know, as far as increasing memory and helping with the eyes, helping with the skin, helping with the hair, but with the digestive system, it actually helps heal and repair the digestive lining. So it is a factor in keeping the digestive system healthy. So it's very important to digestive health. So
absolutely,
you want to take one. Now, with oils, you want to be on the lookout. This is what you want to see, is you want to see the level of omega within the oil. So when you go and just buy a fish oil supplement, sometimes you're getting a very low level of omega. Because if you took a fish and just squeezed it, you know, it would be about 30% omega. So that's not very much. You really need a higher concentration of omega. So when you're looking for an oil supplement, make sure you look for like 1,000 milligrams, right around that amount per capsule of omega. So just regular fish oil, you might get 300 milligrams. So you really need about 3,000 milligrams a day for it to be really effective, especially if you're dealing with digestive issues. I usually take even more than that because I have a risk for cardiovascular issues. So I take even up to 6,000 milligrams a day. Well, if I take a 300 milligram, all right, I'm taking what, 66, you know, how many capsules a day? 20 capsules a day. That's crazy. So I take one that's highly concentrated, so I only have to take 5 to 6 capsules a day. That's a big difference.
Yeah, a very big difference. Now, there are a few contraindications. I understand people who are on blood thinners, Coumadin, things like that, they should avoid the omega oils.
Right, absolutely. And certainly if you're going, you know, into surgery or anything like that, a lot of the surgeons will tell you to get off your omega oils because they do tend to thin the blood.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons why I take so much of it, is because, you know, that's one of the benefits that I want. So because I'm at a higher risk of blood clotting. So I want to use that as a natural blood thinner. So it's very important. And, you know, some people will say, well, what about krill?
Oh, krill oil. Yes, that's another source. And there are other sources, not just the fish source, but krill is one of them.
Yeah, and krill is not a fish.
Well, it's a tiny little plankton type looking
crustacean.
It's a sea organism.
A sea organism, is it?
Yes.
Right. But the whales feed on krill.
Yes, they do.
And they're very nutritious. And
absolutely.
And it's a great source of the omega, and there are studies showing that it is more absorbable type of omega for your body versus like from salmon or anchovy or that type of thing. However, it's got a very low concentration of omega in it. A typical krill supplement will only have like 100 milligrams of omega, but it also has other antioxidants in it. So sometimes you might want to look for one. If you want the krill, but you want the benefit of a concentrated omega, find a supplement that has both of those in there. So you're getting the benefit of both, which is really, really helpful.
And Brenda B., in order for someone out there who wants to get this Hope package, instead of running around to all these stores, by the way, trying to find yourself a fiber, trying to find yourself an oil, probiotic, an enzyme, come into a health food store where all of these are in one place. The difference is, you know what I'm going to do, Brenda B? I'm going to throw in the Hope book with this, because I know Brenda Watson has a book called The Hope Formula.
Mm.
And so what we'll do now, we're going to go ahead and give away the fiber, the oil, the probiotic, and the enzyme as part of the Hope Formula, and we're going to throw in the Hope book as well. The way that a caller can obtain that package is to give us a call at Gulf Coast Nutrition at 727-754-2900. Again, that's 727-754-2900. And just call, say you've heard us on the radio, and if you are the first caller, you will get the free Hope package. And for those of you who'd like to stop by the store, we are located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road, and you can also check us out online at gulfcoastnutrition.com. So in a minute, we'll be right back to cover more on the Hope Formula with probiotics and enzymes. And you're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.